From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. Today, the suspect in the Delphi, Indiana murders is due in court for a potentially major hearing in this case. Richard Allen, charged in the 2017 murders of Abigail Williams and Libby German, is set to face a judge amid reports that the defense leaked evidence. If that's true, the attorneys could be removed from the case, and then the trial would be delayed. And concern is growing at the University of Chicago after a string of robberies on and near campus. We've tracked at least five since Friday, the crimes prompting UFC to increase patrols and also send out alert to students, warning them to look out for a gray Kia. Late last night, the university confirmed that they found the car, but no one has been arrested. And today, a group of Chicago City leaders will be in San Antonio, Texas, checking out the migrant situation at the southern border for a third day. They're asking Texas leaders to limit the number of buses they send to our city. Chicago leaders are also asking Congress and the Biden administration to declare a federal disaster over the crisis, hoping it will free major resources. Right now, Chicago has more than 3,700 migrants waiting to be placed in a shelter. And the Bears have not ruled out surgeries for Justin Fields' dislocated thumb, but they also haven't ruled him out for Sunday's game against the Raiders. But he's doubtful, which means it's likely Tyson Bagent's time. The former Division II quarterback from Small Shepherd University will likely get his first ever NFL start against the Raiders. Your forecast today, rainy at times, breezy and cooler with a high around 62. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.